Sechel Dabot per Vav Mishnah Aleph. Shanu Chachamim Belashna Mishnah. Far Shabachar Behem Uv Mishnah. The Chachamim learned the following in the same language as a Mishnah. And the following parak is not a Mishnah, it's a Braitha. The difference between a Mishnah and a Braitha is that the Mishnah was learned by Revi in his base medrash. Rabbi Hidra Nasi, he was the one that arranged the Shisha Sidri Mishnah. And the Braithas were learned by Talmidim outside of the base medrash of Rabbi Hidra Nasi. Talmidim were Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yoshia, Bar Kapara, and others. And this parak is a Braitha. And it was not originally part of Masechta Zavos. It seems that in the times of the Gaonim, they added on this parak to Masechta Zavos. The reason being is that it became a minhag to learn Masechta Zavos one parak in each Shabbat between Pesach and Shavuos. And there are generally six Shabbatos in between Pesach and Shavuos, so therefore they added on this parak, which is really a braitha to Masechta Zavos. The parak is called Kinyan HaTorah, as it deals with the milos of Liman HaTorah. Baruch Shabachar Behem Uv Mishnasam, blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that chose the Chachamim and their teaching, as all the teachings of the Chachamim become part of the Torah. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ko Ha'Oseik B'Torah L'Shma, Zoichel L'Dvarim Harbis. Rabbi Meir says, anybody who involves himself in learning Torah L'Shma for its own sake will be Zoichel, will acquire many, many things, many, many milos are acquired by somebody who learns Torah, more than what is enumerated common. The Mishnah will go on to enumerate many, many milos of somebody who is Lomei Torah, and Rabbi Meir is telling us, first of all, there are many more milos that he's zocha to that are not even mentioned here. Below, not only that, let's call Olam Kulo Kedai Hulo. The whole world was fitting to be created just for him. As we learn out from the Pasuk and Kohelet, that the whole world is Kedai for one Tzaddik. As it says, call Olam Kulo Lo Nibra El Tzavos Zeh. The Chachamim tell us, the whole world was only created to be mitzaveh and to do the ratzon of a tzaddik. As Chazal tell us, that the whole world rests on the pillar of one tzaddik. Tzaddik yisod olam. The tzaddik is the foundation of the world. Nikra rea ahov. Somebody who learns Torah is called a rea, friend of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol. And ahov, somebody who is loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ohev es hamakom, ohev es habriyah. Somebody who learns Torah loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking about somebody who learns Torah lishma for his own sake. So obviously he is learning Torah me'ava. He also loves brios, he loves people. As somebody who learns Torah brings shalom to the world, as Chazal tell us, tamid chacham marvin shalom ba'olam, so therefore he must love people. Misameach es hamakom, misameach es habriyah. He is Mitzameach, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by learning Torah, he creates a situation in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings bracha to the world, and that is Mitzameach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring bracha to the world, and is also Mitzameach the Brios, as by learning Torah, since he brings bracha and shalom to the world, he makes everybody happy, Umelbashaso Anava Beyira. And he becomes clothed with the midos of Anava, modesty, and fear of Hashem. As learning Torah brings him to these midos. He acquires the essence of these midos. That's why it says he is as if he is clothed with these midos. Umesharaso lios sadeh chasid yashar benema. And learning Torah prepares him to become a sadeh, somebody who does the ratzon of Hashem, and a chasid, somebody who does l'pnim mishur hadin in his hanhaga with other people. He also becomes a yashar, somebody whose midos are all proper and correct, and a neman, somebody who would never lie. Everything he says is the truth. Umerachkaso menachet umekarvaso lideischos. The Torah distanced somebody from sin. As somebody who's very involved in learning Torah is very far from coming to do a sin. And it also brings him close with a schus to do mitzvot. As by learning Torah, you have a deep understanding of all the mitzvot. Therefore, learning Torah brings you closer to the mitzvos. And people benefit from those that learn Torah with etza, counsel, and toshia, and wisdom, understanding, and strength. And somebody who learns Torah has the ability to give wisdom and counsel to others. Shenemai, the pasuk says, li etza v'toshia ani bina ligvura. As if the Torah is talking, I have Eitza and Tushia, I have Bina and Gvura. Gvura is that it gives somebody the strength to go ahead and act out on the Eitza and the Toshia and the Bina. And therefore somebody who learns Torah would be also able to give over to others the Gvura, to act out in the sound advice that the Torah is telling him. V'nosenes lo machos u'memshalah. The Torah gives those that learn it sovereignty and dominion. Meaning to say that somebody who learns Torah will have sovereignty and dominion over himself to be able to act in the way the Seichel tells him to act. V'chikr din. And the Torah also gives the person penetrating judgment. He is able to judge everything and to understand everything, and therefore he will be able to be a dayan and judge the case properly. U'megalin lo ravei Torah. And the Torah reveals to him its secrets, as the Pasuk says, Sod Hashem l'reiv, the secrets of Hashem are for those that fear Him. V'naseh kemayin hamisgaber u'kenahar she'eno posek. And he becomes like an ever-flowing fountain and a river that never runs dry. As there is no end to the Torah. People that learn Torah sometimes say chidushin that surprise even themselves. As the Torah is an ever-flowing fountain that the water keeps on running and running, as the Torah is compared to water. Bahavi tenua v'erech ruach u'mochel al-abono. And somebody who learns Torah becomes modest, forbearing, and forgiving of insults. As these are the mitos that Lom de Torah have. As Lom de Torah are so involved in learning Torah, they are not bothered by other people, they are not kapdanim. The only thing that interests them is the limud haTorah. Since they are learning Lishma, they're not interested in kavod and other people honoring them, so therefore it doesn't bother them that others insult them. U'mikad lasso u'maroma maso al kol ha'maisim. And the Torah makes him great and exalted above all of the things in this world. As somebody who learns Torah, since the whole world was created for him, so therefore he is exalted above all the maisim of this world. Mesechet Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says, B'chol yom b'yom bas kol yoytis mehar choriv. Each and every day, a heavenly voice calls out from Har Choriv. Har Choriv is referring to Har Sinai. U'mechredet v'yomer. And this pas kol announces and says, Oy lehem lebrios, me'albona shel Torah. How unfortunate are the brios because of the disgrace of the Torah. As the Torah, which is something really too chashiv for this world. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyway granted us the Torah, even though it belongs up there, not down here. And people do not take advantage and learn the Torah. And this is a big disgrace that the Torah, which is Mei Shamayim, is brought all the way down here and people neglect it. Shekol mi sheina osek b'Torah nikra nazav. As anybody who does not involve himself in learning Torah is called nazav. Menuda excommunicated shenemar nezem zav ba'av chazir isha yafa b'saris tam. Just like a nezem zav, a golden hoop in the snout of a swine, so too is an isha yafa, a pretty woman who is saris tam, who does not act properly, she does not have tam. As the Torah can be compared to a nezem zav, and a person who learns the Torah yet does not act properly, is like a chazir with a nezem zav. So therefore, it's not enough simply that you learn the Torah. As if you learn the Torah and do not act properly, that's also an elbow to the Torah. As according to the chashivas of the Torah, that's how a person has to behave, somebody who learns Torah, and therefore you should learn Torah and also act properly. Only then will it not be an elbow to the Torah. Va'omer. And the pasuk says, "Va'luchos ma'ase elokim hema." The luchos were ma'ase elokim, va'michtav michtav elokim. The writing on the luchos was writing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, charus al haluchos, engraved on the luchos. Al tikri charus el cheres. Do not read this as charus, engraved. Instead, read it as cheres, freedom. Shein lach ben choren el amisha osek b'talmud Torah. The only person who can truly be considered a ben choron, a free man, is somebody who is osek b'torah. As somebody who is osek b'torah is free from the yetzer hara, as opposed to somebody who is not osek b'torah cannot be called a ben choron, since he is meshubet, he is a slave to the yetzer hara. V'chol mi she'osek b'torah tadir, anybody who constantly involves himself in learning Torah, Harezem is Aleh. He rises up, Shenemar Umi Matana Nachliel, Umi Nachliel Bamos. Somebody who learns the Torah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu as a Matana Nachli Kel, meaning to say Nachalo Kel, it's as if he is inheritance of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and once he is inheritance of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Bamos, he rises up like a Bama rises from the ground.